Now let's take a look at disability inclusion in the health sector. And I'm going to begin with Doreen once again from HPF. So Doreen, what is HPF South Sudan program doing in supporting persons with disability to access the healthcare services?
Thank you so much. Helpful Funds of Sudan, together with the implementing partner, conducted assessment in the supported health facilities to assess whether the health facility environment is disability friendly. By doing that, they were able to identify some gap whereby some of the supported health facility do not have provision of ramps to ensure people on wheelchair to be able to easily access the health facility structure. So through that, Helpful Fund, together with the partner, constructed and modified some of the ramps in the supported health facility and also in the washroom, let's say the toilet, and also water point, so that persons with disability can be able to go and help themselves easily, to be able to access it easily. And we are also doing the awareness, as I mentioned earlier, so that we can be able to sensitize the community about issues of disability, and they will be able to support persons with disability. So the awareness component is key. That's one of the activities we are doing. And also the procurement and distribution of the assistive devices to those persons with disability which have been assessed and identified based on their need, will be able to give out the assistive devices, and strengthening the collaboration with different partners working in disability, so that what HPF cannot be able to do at the supported health facility, they can be able to refer the persons with disability to access specialized services, like to ICRC. We have been in close collaboration with ICRC, and we even facilitated training whereby ICRC was the one who facilitated the session of how they do the protocols at the ICRC Rehabilitation Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare.
And that takes me to Luca. Luca, so what are some of the policies in place to guide the development and implementing partners in mainstreaming disability inclusion in their programs and ensuring equitable access to services for all?
Yes, we have the National Disability and Inclusion Policy, and we have the social protection. Also, the ministry is developing currently the National Disability Action Plan, but it's still on the process.
Okay, let me get back again to Agustino. Agustino, what are some of the challenges people living with disabilities are facing in accessing health care services in South Sudan, and how do you overcome such challenges?
Yes, I think there's a number of challenges. One of it is sometimes long distance. And the other one is also accessibility. Sometimes some of the medical facilities are not accessible. And also, now most of these are to get a better treatment. Sometimes it requires money. So sometimes persons with disabilities, because of the poverty, they may not be able to access better medical services because of the poverty. Because in for example, in the public hospital, yes, they can go there, but they sometimes some of the medicines are not there, so they cannot get a better treatment. And one also sometimes, like for the hearing impaired, sometimes if there's no interpreter to support them, they will not be able to explain exactly what is he or she suffering from.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of interpreters and also the accessibility, it's a problem for those of your wheelchair users. So accessibility, negative attitude, long distance, and also the poverty.
Mm. Yes. So as a person with disability, do you sometimes experience violence from the community?
I think this violence is common. it does not necessarily the physical violence, but sometimes the social violence is there. Yes, it is there. The ill treatment of persons with disabilities is there. Sometimes you are nicknamed, and this name calling. Yes, this can it can inflict you. So these are some of the violence. Of course, we have also some cases that some of our members, for example, you see. Girls, small girls, and women with disabilities are more vulnerable to GBV. So there are these kind of things. We have some a few cases that were, some of them are still even before the law.
Okay.
So these things are happening, and some of these sometimes also they are not reported because they do not know how, where to report.
That's the issue with most community or people of South Sudan. Even those able-bodied people, they don't report. And that's why always stakeholders are saying that anything happens to you, you have to report. So you are listening to IE Radio, and we are talking about the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, marked every year on the 3rd of December. I'm joined in the studio by Jimmy from USAID, Doreen from HPF, Agostino from... South Sudan Union of Persons with Disabilities, and Luca Angelo from the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. And we are focusing today on disability inclusion in the health sector. Mustamintana Malesh Besalela Ingilizi Ketir Arabi Mafi Lakin Ana Muta Akedita Kongasma Otapan Nogonu Sukulu and Yomal Nas Yomal Alamita Nasal Endam Eaka Aw Awakin Alberte Filubo Bukra Walela Anagwonu So and Damshta Moto Tomon fi Majalbita Saha or Fi Saha. So the Argamtai, call me right now.
It's a Baghdad Diamond Wenisuma I Radio ala numerata telephone 0911 9986 9986. Awita bi resolu risala ala numera 0911 9986 9986.
Yes, I will pick a few more calls because we are left with some few more minutes, but still we have a little more from my guests. But I think it's also a good thing that we interact together and we hear from you. I could see some comments from those posting online. They're appreciating the program from abroad and from some of the states, and wishing us well and saying that this is really very important, the discussion, and they are happy to follow it. I will not go through it all. For the sake of time, let me pick up the very first call. Wow, just lost that one. Call back again on the same line, 0911-986-986, 0922-986-986. Text messages on 0913-986-986. Wow, what's happening? Again, I lost that one, but I always say that never surrender or do not surrender. Just keep on calling so that you can ask your question as we move on. Talking about the inclusion of persons with disabilities in the health sector, and my guests will be able to react to you. If you also want to pass on a message about the day to be commemorated tomorrow, it is also a good idea so that they can hear what you are saying. You can do that or send us messages online and on our text line, or you can just call directly. Meanwhile, let me get back to all of you now in the studio so we'll be able to hear from you. So what are some of the innovations your program has in place to ease access to service for people with disabilities, and what are your priorities to support people with disabilities in South Sudan? This time, let me begin with Jimmy.
Okay, thank you. Yes, a very good question. So our program, as I started earlier on, I identified that, of course, as Agostino mentioned again, the issue of access. So you find they can't move to the facilities, but we are so happy that in South Sudan, the Boma Health initiative, which... allow Boma Health workers to provide services in the communities. For now, of course, it is still maternal child health,
but also it is a way of reaching those people who cannot access the facilities, and then they're in the communities. So this is really a very good way of innovation. But again, understanding really what are these problems that the people are facing. So some of our projects are having this kind of community dialogues, what they call the partnership, define quality of care. They look into community members who are like excluded, including people with disabilities, and discussing with them what are those barriers and how they can be involved. And that's when communities design activities on how to include some of those people with disabilities. And of course, Doreen has mentioned what they're doing with the Helpful Fund, linking with other partners in terms of. So those are few of the innovations. But of course, going beyond and into WASH, what we talk about, and Doreen mentioned about the ramps. And also the water points where it can also be accessed by people with disabilities. And I think when it comes to priorities, really mentioning about creating awareness, removing that stigma such that they can be feeling like part of the community and access all the services, whether health or education. Mm-hmm. And it is more with women and children who have disability. And again, that is why we are saying, regardless of your sex, your age, how best can we make sure that these people with disability access the services equally with the others? Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let me try this call. Just a minute. Hello. Hello. Hello, the iRadio. Hello, your life on air. Okay, I don't know what's the issue. Doreen, you can pick up.
Okay, thank you so much. Some of the innovation activity HPF is undertaking is to ensure and encourage persons with disability to lead awareness session in the community. If they're the one talking directly because they experience this thing, the community will be able to pick it and also themselves feel empowered, sharing the experience, trying to talk about the barriers that are hindering them to access social services, to access healthcare services. So in some of our supported states, the persons with disability lead the awareness session, supported by the implementing partner, JC Focal Persons, and also the Boma health workers. So through this, we have seen that people will be able to see that, yes, these people are able to also do things. Mm-hmm. So that we reduce stigma and also those discrimination or negative attitude towards them will be reduced. Mm-hmm. And through the health facility management committee, we ensure that in the supported health facility, persons with disability, if they are available in that community, they should be member of the facility management committee. So that during the meeting, they can be able to table out issues that are affecting persons with disability. It can be discussed in the meeting, and then follow-up of action can be made. So putting them in the forefront to be able to also participate will be something which is very important. So those are some of the activities we feel that persons with disability can be able to participate in.
Minister of Gender?
Yes. One of the innovative ways that the Minister of Gender is working on is the building. Is building the building Rajav Education Center for the Blind in Gumba to improve the education to improve the access the access of persons with disability to the education.
Yeah, thank you. So Agostino, your message: tomorrow we are celebrating the International Day for the People with Disabilities. What message do you want to send out today?
Yes. My message is that let the people come in good large numbers. Let the people join us to celebrate this day. This day is not only for those people who are with disabilities. It is for all us. I say that some other impairment is invisible. So let the people join us to celebrate, to commemorate this day. But this day is a very important day for us.
Will there be something somewhere? Where exactly?
Yes, it is at Nyakran.
At Nyakran?
Yes.
Okay, let me try one call. Hello. Hello. Wow, today we have issues with the line. Hello. This is iRadio. Sorry for that. Jimmy, can you give a message out there for people for tomorrow's day to mark the International Day for the People with Disabilities, celebrated on the 3rd of December every year?
Yes, I think what is so important about this day is the fact that having realized that these are the people we have excluded in terms of access to health, let us change our thinking today going forward to really include them, whether in decision making, whether in our business activities, education, health. They have bright ideas that they can bring on board. So really giving them names is not a good way, but actually bringing them as equal members of the communities. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And those final words from my guest has also brought us to the end of this very important discussion on disability inclusion in the health sector, as we look forward to celebrate the International Day, Disability Day, on the 3rd of December, which happens to be tomorrow, Saturday. And you have heard from the chairperson of the South Sudan Union of Persons with Disability that it will be commemorated or celebrated or marked at Nyakoron Cultural Center. And he has also asked all members of the public to attend. Very important for them. And thank you so much, Jimmy Yuga Rume, the Maternal Child Health and Family Planning Advisor, USAID, Doreen Drani, Gender Equality and Social Inclusion Specialist from HPF, Agostino Wodu, Chairperson of the South Sudan Union of Persons with Disability, and Luca Angelo, Inspector for Social Welfare at the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. And thanks to all of those, to all of you who are listening, who are listening to us right now out there, and those also who are following us online from the different parts of the world. It has been a pleasure having this conversation with my great guests in the studio, and I hope that you will again join me for another episode of an exciting discussion on iRadio on important issues that matter to you. I'm Helen Samuel, and I wish you the best of this weekend. So stay safe.
Thank you very much.